From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, one economist who thinks that raising the limits on FDIC insurance is a bad idea.
That's part of the $700 billion Wall Street bailout plan approved last night in the Senate. The House is expected to vote on it tomorrow. On Monday, the House rejected the measure. Arizona Republican John Shattuck cast one of the no votes. He's here now to tell us what he might do tomorrow. Welcome to the program, Congressman.
Glad to be with you. My pleasure.
Well, what will you do tomorrow, yay or nay?
I'm strongly leaning yes. My staff's still reading the bill, but assuming it is what it's been represented to be, I will be voting for it.
And why is that?
It, I think, has been significantly improved, and the government has made other changes that I think are vitally important. What I am hearing from all over Arizona, and particularly from businessmen and women in my state, is that fear is gripping the country and freezing things. The FDIC insurance increase from $100,000 to $250,000 I think will address that fear, and quite frankly, it is fear in our economy that is causing much of the damage we're suffering right now.
Well, extending the FDIC insurance from $100,000 to $250,000, it is indeed attractive to a lot of people, as you say, not only because it addresses the fear factor, but because it might give banks a little more breathing room to loosen up credit and make
Absolutely.
Loans to small businesses. But really, how many people have that kind of money, up to $250,000, to put in a bank? So how far will it go to solving the larger banking problem that's gripping this country?
I think that many small businesses across America have that much money in their account right before they make payroll, but I think it gives banks some breathing room and tells them that we're not on the edge of this precipice.
Now, this bill has morphed from an original 3 pages to more than 450 pages and has all sorts of add-ons, and we'll discuss those a little later in the program, that significantly increased the cost to taxpayers by about $150 billion. How do you justify that?
Very difficult. I hate what they have done with adding to this bill what's called the tax extenders bill. The bill the House voted on was just the financial institution rescue plan. What happened in the Senate is Harry Reid, who is the leader of the Senate, Democrat of Nevada, decided that he would combine two bills into one bill to force members to vote for it. I despise that. I think it is outrageous. I think it was game playing. But I have to deal with the measure as it comes to me for a vote.
Congressman, we've been hearing a lot from regular people who are really opposed to this entire idea of a Wall Street bailout, and they say no. There's a visceral anger out there to bailing out Wall Street for the mistakes financiers made, but also a yearning out there for something more for them, for taxpayers. For example, maybe a break on mortgages for people who are facing foreclosure. What do you say to those people?
What I say is that I've fought for all kinds of those reforms and that I share their concerns. I had a conversation with a friend of mine in Arizona this morning who said that he'd chatted with a businessman there who said this Friday he will not be able to make payroll because he can't get a loan, the kind of typical short-term loan that he gets to be able to make payroll. The moment that Americans walk in to pick up their paycheck, and their paycheck isn't there because they couldn't get a loan, they'll discover this isn't about Wall Street. Indeed, phone calls coming to my office yesterday are still 4-1 against this bill. I and other House Republicans fought to get more systemic changes to it to make it a better bill and a better bill for the taxpayer. However, I think it is a fact that this isn't a bailout of just Wall Street. This is a rescue plan for the overall economy.
Arizona Republican Congressman John Shattuck, thank you very much for joining us.
My pleasure.